Hurricane Katrina uprooted the lives of hundreds of thousands of New Orleans residents. Counted among what was lost were the lives of citizens, homes, businesses, and a part of the Bayou culture. Several musicians who called New Orleans home are not only trying to restore their lives, but a bit of a heritage of the city as well, the music. The New Orleans Social Club's new CD is titled Sing Me Back Home. Two members of the club include Ivan Neville of the Neville Brothers and Leo Nocentelli of the Meters. Welcome to both of you.
Glad to be here.
Let me get to your music. What is the New Orleans Social Club? How did, Leo, this whole project get started?
Well, if you're asking me, you know, I got a call from Leo.
Different Leo.
Yeah, Leo Sachs, as a matter of fact, that, you know, asking me to participate in this project that, you know, that had to do with Katrina, you know, and that automatically opened my eyes right there. I was already into it, but I was doing some other things. We did with the Meters in Madison Square Garden. I was, you know, performing and you know, donating my time to different situations here in L.A., you know, for the people that kind of migrated out here. That, you know, kind of captured my interest and sounded like something I wanted to be involved with.
And Ivan, what about this whole recording session? It sounds, the liner notes to this album describe this recording session that you guys had. Tell me kind of what the vibe was there.
It was a very healing experience for myself, and I would think that, yeah, it was very healing for all of us. I had relocated to Austin temporarily, which I'm still here now. And like Leo said, we got the call from Leo Sachs, and the project was going to happen here in Austin, Texas. And several of us had relocated here, and we convened in Austin, Texas, in this recording studio, and it was just magical.
Leo, you are among one of the many musicians who is multi-talented. You're all over this album doing different things, backup vocals and guitar. And, you know, what was it like for you to just get together with folks who were kind of in the middle of this tragedy?
Well, when I first got there, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, all of a sudden when I saw the guys, I mean, these are guys that I know, that I grew up with, you know, perform with all the time, like my buddies, my homeboys. Then I felt their pain, too, because they actually lived in New Orleans when all this has happened. It was a feeling for me where I was doing this for people that I didn't know, and then here's my boys I was doing this for too. It ain't me. It ain't me.
I ain't no fortunate one. Well, you know, the cover of Fortunate Son definitely stands out to me. Ivan, you did an amazing job with it. And you know, tell us a little bit about why you and the band chose that song, because it's kind of an ironic song. It comes out of a different time of history. Why did you choose to sing it on this album?
Yeah, well, when Leo Sachs called me, he had a couple of songs in mind for me to do, and I wasn't feeling it, and then I think I hung up the phone with him, and I called him back like 10 minutes later. And I said, how about Fortunate Son, a John Fogerty song? We rehearsed like one day or something. We just kind of, it wasn't like really a rehearsal. We just kind of touched on the ideas of and how we would interpret the songs, and that was one that we just did that thing to it, you know, between Leo and George and Raymond Weber and myself and Henry Butler. We just did something to that song that was just magical. It had that New Orleans kind of second line funky beat. This song is saying something.
Then there's another song that, like, This Is My Country.
This Is My Country.
You know, some people say we don't have the right to say it's my country.
I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country.
Now, we're talking about people, a race thing. We're talking about a color thing. You know, it was written by Curtis Mayfield, you know, and he was an activist, you know, when it comes down to songwriting. And yeah, basically, it had to do with most of the people that got hurt down there is people of color. You know, so each one of the songs, for some reason or another, had something to do with what happened, with what the event was in New Orleans.
Why? And also that there's a song that John Boutte sang. It's called Why. It's an Annie Lennox song. And that song was pretty much kind of like about a relationship or something.
How many times must I have to try to tell you that I'm sorry for the things that I've done?
The words are still the same, but the feeling and the vibe of that song and John Boutte's interpretation of it, it kind of relates to the whole vibe of the people that were affected.
It reflected not only just songs or somebody's talent or with somebody sing or whatever. The song brought out the emotion in everybody that performed on the thing. It's an intangible that you could feel.
Well, that was Leo Nocentelli and Ivan Neville, members of the New Orleans Social Club. Their CD, Send Me Back Home, hit stores on April 4th. Thank you both for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's why it hurts so bad to hear the words keep on falling from your mouth. Falling from your
You can hear full-length songs that you just got a taste of in this report, plus find out if the band is coming to a club near you. Just visit our website, npr.org. Why?